All is quiet on Ross's note this morning. This is K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. I think I had my volume down a little bit, and I didn't hear it come through.
I thought something similar. I went through Tim Hortons this morning, and I figured, okay, somebody's got a call out by now. Is it all quiet on Ross's note? Good morning there, Brad.
Good morning, Travis. It's Wednesday. Halfway through the week, that's got to feel pretty good.
Well, it feels, let's say, I had a really rough night last night for no reason. And I kept flipping over, horrible dream, flip over, another kind of dream, flip over. Lynn complained at one point. And then I wake up, I'm like, what time is it? And it was past my alarm time. Not horribly past, enough that I had a rush, though. And did I turn it off? Did I turn it off and just put my hat back down? Is this possible? I asked Glenn, did you hear my alarm go off? No, I didn't hear anything. Oh, crap. Anyway, yeah, I feel a little exhausted this morning, so I stopped for a coffee mocha and a little kickstart for my day. I'm looking forward to the 3-day weekend, but it's also Lynn's birthday tomorrow, but we're going to celebrate it on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that Saturday, but I guess I'm not ready for it yet. So I'll take Wednesday.
Yeah, those nights where you're sleeping, but you're not. And, it makes it tough. Even being retired, it happens to me once in a while, too. And I'll, but fortunately, I can take a nap during the day. So that's okay.
I haven't yet mastered the sleeping with my eyes open and my hands still moving and being productive. I thought I had it mastered when I worked in micro years and years ago as a tech. I could, put my headphones on and sit there at the wire bonder and I don't want to say, fall asleep, but just your eyes are in the scope. You could take a little 1-minute siesta, and then continue on with what you're doing. If you're working at the bench, you could do it, especially with the small parts. We got a deer running across. Yeah, I'm sure it happens to a lot of people where I'm just going to close my eyes for a minute. Hopefully my tweezers don't fall out of my hands. There's not much doing that anymore. Unless you're Jim. Somehow Jim gets away with it all the time.
Yeah, there's been a couple of people that I remember would be falling asleep at their bench. I have to admit there's been a couple times that I'd be working on something at my desk and I'd feel the head bob, and next thing I know, I'm waking up, a couple minutes later. No one seemed to notice, so obviously I wasn't snoring or drooling, I remember those days.
Yeah, years ago, I was going to school at ECC. I was going to school in the morning. I was working... Trying to think if I was working second shift or third shift. It might have been third shift at the time. And kind of trying to correlate which teacher, which time frame for working. But we'd get out of, let's say it was a third shift, I'd get out of work, we'd go to breakfast, and then I'd go to school. And there were some times where I'd put my head down on my books and fall asleep. And I'd wake up and, the kids around me would be giggling. Even the teacher at one point told me, oh, yeah, you were snoring pretty loud over there, but we knew you needed it. And we let you sleep. I'm like, really? I'm paying for this. it's my fault for not getting enough sleep through the rest of the day. But, I'm sure I missed something very important those days.
That must have been tough working a third shift and going to school in the morning. I mean, it was tough enough for me when I was working on my associates, going to school in the morning and then working like a second shift, and then going home and doing homework and still trying to do what young men do in their early 20s. I can't imagine doing that.
Oh, yeah. At that time, I was working third shift at American Sales in the warehouse, and it was a physical job. I'd be literally every day covered in sweat, and I'd have these, like, white sweat rings on my clothes, and it was so hot, I always wore shorts. So here I am, you know, shorts, T-shirt, and a jacket. Walking in there, I'm sure I didn't smell great, but yeah, I came right from work. That sucked.
Well, kudos to you to have done that and been able to stick with it. I'm sure there's other people that would have just said, well, they either given up the school, which probably they would have, and then never really gone much further.
Yeah, the problem was is that I didn't stick with it. I did get my degree, but I should have taken it further. And it's come up many times over. I've considered it even fairly recently. But given where we are now, I don't know if it makes financial sense and the time to put into it. So, anyway. My Go Box, my 2U rack is kind of coming together from a design point of view. I am liking what I'm seeing. I've got some 90-degree cables, some short cables to go into the box, keep everything nice and neat. I 3D printed some Anderson Power Pole mouse for the power cables. So there'll be a little mount at the back of the box so I can plug in the power cable, keeping everything nice and neat. Not that I had much time to work on it last night besides measuring where the mounting holes are for the little L brackets to mount a tuner in there. Kind of come along. That was my radio play since I talked to you last. Not a lot, but I am thinking about it.
Well, it sounds like it's coming along. I watched a YouTube video not too long ago about a guy that had bought some stuff from Harbor Freight and was showing how he made what sounds like something very similar to what you're talking about. I didn't play any radio yesterday after we did. Listened a little bit last night to TechNet. There's a guy on there, I can't remember his name, seems to know a lot about antennas. And he talked about Antenna Farm on ECR. I haven't looked it up. Are you familiar?
No, that's where we probably want to bring in Ross. Ross is pretty connected to the ECR folks, and I think he's talking to Dick a lot, WP2JPQ. I know of the ECR being a conglomeration of many, many, many antennas, repeaters, and nodes. But if there's something specifically referring to as the antenna farm that you can go look at in pictures, no, I'm not familiar with that.
From the sounds of it, it seemed more like a lot more like a website where he talks about different types of antennas and how you build them or how you design them. I'll have to go in and and look at it today and see if I can find it. I'm interested because obviously antennas can, you know, make or break your, I mean, no antenna, or a antenna is better than no antenna, but having the right antenna helps you do a lot more, if that makes sense.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, when I started out in TV years ago, I was given my first radio. I had to make my first antenna, and then I bought an antenna, and then when I got into larger antennas, I made my first antennas. Then I bought one. Very much aware of the joy and pains of antenna construction. Yeah, definitely trial and error on my part years ago.
I can believe that. This antenna that I'm borrowing from you has worked great with whether I've hooked up an HT to it or your Alinco or this Redivis. It seems to get out pretty good, even though that it's not very high off the ground.
Yeah, and just imagine swapping that out for an antenna that doubles or triples the gain, and then if you can increase that height, now you'd be doing that much more better. More better. Oh, wow. There's a phrase coming right out of Baldwin. Question for you. I know I brought this up a while back. Have you experimented with rotating I think they call it like a noise shifter knob on your power supply? Does that have any effect as you are listening, or has anybody commented on any change in your audio as you're transmitting?
I have not. The noise, what they call a noise offset, that's where it was when I pulled it out of the box, and I have never touched it. That may be something maybe we do some weekend, but I have not played with it at this point.
Yeah, I have to imagine that, I don't know, maybe it would affect it more on receive. At least when I hear the switching noise, I hear more on receive. So if you hear any buzzing or anything, try giving that knob a rotate as you're listening and see if that clears it up a little bit. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it now. I was just curious. I was thinking about power supplies there. But I've got 644, and it looks like you and I have taken up this quarter hour. So I'll open it up to anyone else that's waiting in there, maybe Ross. This is KTPCB. I'm going to run. So have a good morning there, Brad. 73s. Talk to you soon.
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ, 73 to you. Have a great day. Don't fall asleep at work. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. KC2PET, are you out there?
KD2GDQ. Yes, I am. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Ross. Doing pretty good. Feeling pretty good this morning. And just waiting for the cold weather to come in. I'm sure you'll like that. It's only going to be like 13 tomorrow morning when you get up. That'll be a little brisk.
No. I'm not ready for 13 degrees. I'm spoiled with 45 right now. If Christmas was like this, or if winter was like this, I'd be totally fine with it. Just need a little snow for Christmas.
Yeah, I hear you. The cold weather, it can get pretty brutal. And I was looking ahead a little bit, and it's going to be cold this weekend, and even Thursday is Steel Challenge night, so that might be a little interesting. And then Sunday, high is 21. As long as the wind stays down, shouldn't be too bad for trap, hopefully. But we'll find out.
I think I also seen there was some snow in the forecast, too, for when it gets colder.
Yeah, I'm hearing on the radio this morning that there will be some snow possibly this afternoon and definitely into the evening. I didn't hear what the accumulation might be.
Yeah, every once in a while I take just a quick glance at it. I'm not into the weather too much anymore, especially since the weatherman is wrong more than he is right. So, guys, just like, you know what, I just look at the sky, okay, it's going to rain, or, yeah, it's going to snow or something. So that's all I look at. I'm like, okay, let's see what we get.
Yeah, I know it seems old man-ish to be looking ahead to the weather, but I try to do it in my planning because on Friday mornings, if the temperature at Thursday night at, say, 10 o'clock, they say that it's going to be below 30 degrees in the morning. We don't shoot on Friday mornings, so I'm trying to, you know, oh, geez, I'm not going to be shooting. Well, then I can do this instead. Same thing with Sundays. If the weather's going to be really cold, how am I going to dress? Where are we going? And stuff like that, just to kind of plan ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it's too old man-ish. Yeah, I look when I have an event or look like I'm going to go somewhere, I will take a glance at it. It's better to be safer than sorry, I guess. Especially like if you have something playing outdoors and they think it's going to rain. Oh, okay, okay, nice to know. Yep, I'm running a little late today. I'm still on the road. Usually I'm at work by now.
Well, that was interesting because Travis said that he was running a little bit behind this morning too. Nothing that he had to rush really bad, but was running a little bit behind. Question for you. Have you ever listened to the TechNet on Tuesday nights on the East Coast Reflector?
Yes, I have. And it's very long-winded, so to speak. It's a good net. I mean, they got some useful information on there. excuse me. They will... like if they somebody has a question, like if you had a question, you can go on there and hopefully, you know, other people will come back and, you know, done that, or if you have a question for about radio or something, they can come back and say, oh yeah, this is what I had to do and this is the fix for it. Nice about that. They do have like a swap and shop, like you can if you have radio 2 cells, you know, you just email this one guy, and he takes care of it all. You can email him, or if you hear something that you want to buy off of it, you can go on his email and say, I'm interested in this radio, buying this radio from this guy. And, yeah, they have a lot of nice things on there. It's just, that kind of part for me is interesting, you know, I like to listen to it, but then when they start getting check-ins, and then it's just... That's where the two and a half hours comes in to listen along.
Yeah, I tuned in a little bit last night, and well, I've looked a couple of times, and there seems to be one particular gentleman on there that knows a lot about antennas, and he mentioned something about the antenna farm. And so I looked it up just now, and it seems to be a store for ham radio stuff, and I think maybe he's the owner. I don't know, but yeah, he mentioned that a couple times. The antenna farm. So I was just wondering if you'd ever heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it. I usually go to DX. DX being the store. That's where I buy my antennas from. My own ones I've had to buy were, I bought the one for, obviously, the one node we're talking on, and that's a specific antenna. That's probably why my node works really good. It's a really good antenna. I buy for it just for doing this. So, yeah. I will, just for that, and then I will buy... I think Browning is a kind of a midline antenna. That's what I use on the truck. And I have nothing but good success with that. Obviously, I could talk to you sometimes from my house if the propagation's good.
Yeah, I would say that's a good antenna. I have heard of DX Engineering. I've checked their website out a little bit. I am going to need, once I get over this little hump that I have here, I got to start looking at some other rigs and getting different antennas. But I'm still trying to maintain, I don't have a lot of area, and trying to keep the visibility of it down.
Well, trees are always a good option to do both. I know yours is probably just off the ground. My scanners and everything are in my tree I have next to the house. It hides it pretty well. The only time you see it is obviously when the leaves are out of the trees, but in the summertime when you're outside more, you don't notice it more as such because it looks like a branch, sort of. A very straight looking branch up and down, but yeah, if it's in the tree, you don't really see it. Even though it's sticking out of the top. So, yeah, if you have a tree on your property somewhere, that's one option. Like I said, nothing can hurt that by putting the antenna just on a pole and lean up against the tree and see if you can get in there and then take a few steps back and look at it, see if that's a viable option for you.
Oh, I like that idea. We actually have a tree called the Red Dawn. It looks like a pine tree during the summer, but it actually isn't because it loses its leaves and it's bare in the fall. That would be a good spot to put a pole because it'd be behind the tree. And so I could put a vertical antenna back there. I just have to bury the cable and then run it into the shack. So that wouldn't be too bad. That's a good idea. Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, and then if you don't really want to hurt the tree too much, I think I've used straps around the tree. I know some guys will just drill right into the tree. I'm like, well, that could sometimes kill the tree if you hit just the right spot in the tree. Maybe I don't know a lot about trees, but I don't know if I want something drilled into me. So I'm nice to the trees. I'll take a big, huge plumber strap and go right around the whole tree. And that seems to work pretty good. It holds up to the wind load, and like I said, you don't hurt the tree by drilling into it, like with leg bolts or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree. I know that they drill into maple trees, but I guess that's okay for them. But yeah, I wouldn't want to attach anything like drilling into it or screwing it into it in any way. I like the idea of doing a strap. That may allow me to get up, even with this antenna, get up a little bit higher and maybe reach out a little bit further.
Oh, yeah, that'll help you out a lot. Obviously, the higher the antenna, the better the range and the reception. So, but it looks like it's that time again for me to brag. I head into work. So, I'll sign with you. So, KD2GDQ. This is KC2PET. 73 is Brad. I will talk to you on Friday.
KC2PET. This is KD2GDQ. You have a great day. Have a great day tomorrow. And we will talk to you Friday. And I'm clear of this channel.